Thanks. Do you mind if I sit down real quick?
Hello?
Hi, is Tim available, please?
This is?
Hi, Tim. This is Ruben at the Bank of Cardiff. We spoke briefly yesterday.
Hi.
Hi, I work on Jaws team. It is now an okay time?
Yep. No,
great.
Go ahead. What's up?
Great. So do you have a pen handy by any chance?
Yeah, stand by. Okay.
So, and just, I'm not too familiar with your file. So from what I understand, you, from what John told me, is you had a potential offer from a company for a loan at a very cheap rate, and then you paid some money, and then they've changed the terms completely. Is that accurate?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Unfortunately, you know, I've heard a lot of that in our industry. I actually don't even know the company you're working with, so I'm not here to denigrate anyone, but I have heard this coming up. So what I want to go over is kind of what we could do for what Bank of Cardiff could do for your business, and if it works, great, and we can, you know, build a relationship. So The first thing I want to go over is about how much capital are you looking for right now on a minimum and a maximum?
I mean, it would really depend on the terms. I'm looking anywhere from 100 to 250.
And I assume, and this is my assumption, maybe I'm wrong, I assume the company, have you gotten your money back in that situation or no?
We have not yet, but they're saying that.
Okay, but I'm assuming you're no longer talking to them about a potential loan based on that history, correct?
No. There's another company called Currency that I'm talking to.
Oh, you're talking to another company about funding. Okay, understood.
Yep.
So
there's you. And then there's Currency currently.
But the third person, I'm assuming, with this whole money aspect, they're completely out of the picture, I assume.
Yes.
All right, cool.
They come back and offer me that deal. If they offer me that deal, I'm going to take it.
The notes that I have, I don't see the contract. It was like $300,000 over 18 months at like 6% or something crazy, right?
It was less than that. The total payback was like $320,000.
Let me save you the sales pitch. Those terms don't exist for cash loans.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. But when they sent it to me, I said yes.
Of course. I don't blame you.
Right. You know, but if they do come back and honor it,
No one does that. No one does that. We get a lot of broker business. No one does that.
Yeah.
No one does cash loans at 6% because that means that secured loans would be at 1%. It just doesn't make sense.
Oh, I'm sure.
All right. So here's the offer that I have for you that's approved. The first thing is to kind of go over kind of how these loans work, how they're underwritten, cost, term length, and we can go from there. So This is a cash loan. It is considered a higher risk loan than an equipment loan because it's cash. Term lengths generally range from 6 months to 2 years. Dollar amounts range between the most that you usually are going to qualify is about 8 to 12% of your revenues. Now, one of the challenges for your business is this loan is based on money in, money out. And one of the challenges is that you have less than 5 deposits on average per month, which restricts certain programs. So the number that I'm going to come up with you might be a lot less than something you're looking for, but it is a pre-approval. I've got a pre-approval for you for $72,600 right now. It would be a 10-month term. You can renew the loan, which means apply for more money. I think about the 60% way in. So that's what I've got you approved for right now if you wanted to jump on that. I am looking at another program potentially. I will hear back on that later today, but that's what I've got for you right now.
How is it? It's a 10-month term. Is it a daily payment, a monthly payment, a weekly payment?
This would be a daily payment, 21 days per month, no weekends, no holidays. The daily on that would be $472.74. And that's 21 business days per month. Basically, the one thing that I want to kind of... Go ahead.
What's the cost of funds for
the payback? I can give that to you exactly. So if you use this approval, the payback on this would be $101,360.
$472.74 times 21 times 10 is 99,275.40.
I've got your exact, sometimes it's estimated certain months have less than 21 days per month, but your exact payment, payback is what I quoted you. It's 72,600. Your payback is the, let me just make sure I have this over, the 101,360, down to the, like, the penny. Some months have less than it, that's why. But that would be on your loan contract. Your payback, if you did 10 months, would be 101,160. There's also, of course, a payoff for paying off early. You can do that as well.
Okay, is if I wanted to pay it off early, do I forego the interest that is still
Have you ever done one of these loans before or no?
No, but that was one of the things that they had explained to me was if, how I understood it was, just for easy numbers, not using your numbers, just easy numbers.
Yeah,
I
of
get
course.
If I take $100,000, I pay off half of it. So whatever it is, I get to the halfway term, and I owe $50,000 on the principal and whatever the balance is of the interest. I can re-up that loan for another $50,000. It goes, now I get a new term for $100,000, the $50,000 that I still have from the first one, the new $50,000, and I forego interest on the balance of what was left. I pay a whole new interest on that $100,000.
I think someone's kind of done some window dressing and a little too much confusion on it, so I can give you a brief idea. When you borrow this loan, so there's three things to take in fact. It's the amount of the payment, the amount of the loan, the payback. So the long, you could do something smaller, so you could do, say, like $50,000 over a shorter term, but that might not be in your best interest. Some customers are, it sounds like you're looking for as much money as humanly possible right now, correct? Hello?
Yes,
okay. So it's a commitment by lender and borrower. So your payback is the 101. Once you're halfway through on this loan, I think most of our terms have a 50% renewal, which means once you're halfway through, you can apply for more money. Ours is a little longer. On this perm, it's about 60%, and I can get you those exact numbers of when you can apply for more funding. So the way the loan works is, if you apply for more funding, great, we can get you approved. You might qualify for that same program. You might qualify for a better program, hopefully a better program. However, it is, if you want to pay this off early, there is an addendum in your contract that states, if paying off between this date and this date, here's your payoff. If paying off between this date and this date, here's your payoff. The reason we do that is the following. Very few customers actually pay these loans off early. But once in a while, someone, especially the construction business, will get a big job in, and they'll want to pay off because they want to apply for a much bigger type of loan. And so we don't want them to be on the hook for all the interest. So as long as the money comes from your account, you do get a discount for paying off early. And it's actually put in writing. So you'll say, you know, between day 90 and day 120, here's your payoff. Between 120 and 150, here's your payoff. You'll have a lot of different options for paying off early if you decide to go that route.
Okay. Okay. Now, what, so in 6 months, let's see, just hypothetically right now, 472.74 times 21 payments a month, right?
Correct.
I'm paying $99,27.54 a month times 6 months is $59,565.24.
Mm-hmm.
If I wanted that.
And by the way, one question my underwriter, my boss said, I'm an underwriter, but my like underwriting manager had was this. In August, the cash flow was a bit light. How is that's a question. There were some kind of up and down months. How is August looking for you guys?
Good. Hold on. I can tell you what our current balance in the account is. Wait 2 seconds.
And just, you know, our servicer on the loan, they'll actually, we originate loans, we'll sell them off. But the actual servicer will have to get on the phone with the owner and talk to him before releasing this approval, just so you know. And they can't talk to you. They'll have to talk to the owner. That's what they require.
Okay.
And you're a home builder, correct?
We do commercial work.
Okay.
Commercial siding and construction. That's why our deposits are low, because we're 30 to 90 days per billing cycle on most of our jobs. So, you know. What did I put that?
There is one other program I'm exploring, which I should have, like I said, an answer today. It might be potentially more money, potentially a lot more money. The only issue is those number of deposits per month, so I just wanted to give, at least give you an answer early, because I know you're a few hours ahead of me.
Right. Deposits this month total 64, 74, roughly 80,000. Current balance is
$49,695.21. Okay, cool. So you just kind of, it's kind of all over the map, which I understand. That's very, very, if you had the same deposit each month for being a real estate building company, I'd be surprised.
Right.
And when do you expect to hear back from this other company you're working with?
I'm supposed to hear back anytime now. I talked to him yesterday. And he's supposed to get back to me either today or tomorrow. So
have they given you any ideas? Obviously, I know you're. This is the first time you've done this product, so you don't know us from Adam. We do specialize in the construction industry. But how did you get in touch with them, and what have they given you any ideas of what to expect in terms of a loan approval?
No, I mean, just like you guys, no numbers were talked about at all.
Okay.
Until I didn't get their thing. So, I don't even remember how I got in touch with them.
Okay.
But my concern here is what I wanted to do with the loan is I wanted to take enough out to where I could set aside the monthly terms until it is for the renewal. You know what I mean? That's why I want to take out as much as possible. So that way I'm not cash crippling the company with a daily payment. That's why
say that once more. Your line cut off. I'm sorry. Can you say that once more, please?
My concern is why I want to take out so much is because I want to take out enough to cover the daily payments until the cash renewal time, plus what I need in equity. And that
so you just want to kind of, this money just kind of could be used as a float, essentially.
Right. It's just to get me through till, you know, I'm in between big jobs right now. That's
when do you get paid on your big job? That's a valid concern. When do you get paid on your big jobs?
We're 90 days out right now.
Oh, okay. So basically, you need enough money to float. How much besides obviously servicing the loan? How much cash on hand? How much like bills to pay, so to speak, is needed?
Well, I mean, out of this money or.
Well, you just currently, like, besides, you know, for your needs, like, obviously, you're looking for as much as possible.
What does it cost me to be in business a month? Roughly $49,000.
And you're waiting for these jobs to kind of hit for you, correct?
Right. So that's why I'm going to have a lull. Right the second I don't, I've got enough to get through till next month. But, you know what I mean? Then I'm 60 days out, and that's why I'm at where I'm at.
Awesome. Understood. Call is very helpful. Let me do this. If you could send Jaw over your August month to date bank account, I'd like to go back to my boss and see what they were able to do on those number of overdrafts. I mean, sorry, the number of deposits. I'd like to circle back with you in about 2 hours, because then we can have like a yay or nay for you. You can kind of marinate on these numbers, and then hopefully we'll be able to earn your business by the end of the business today.
All right. Well, the problem here, though, is if I have to make 6 months' worth of payments, right? So I have to make 6 times 21. I have to make 126 payments before I'm even eligible to apply for another loan, correct?
No, not true. So you're not eligible. I mean, do you want me to give you, like, the real answer or the sales answer?
Yeah. No, the real answer.
Once we fund your loan, that's to renew on our loan. But the reality is that you will get called by 1,000 people over the next few months trying to pitch you money. Because when we originate a loan and put a UCC filing, you're going to be contacted by a lot of people. So I think there'll be other companies that will offer you like additional short-term loans to get you by. Those loans will probably be shorter-term in nature, 6 months, 4 months, things like that. But no, you'll have a lot of people barking at your door to give you money if you want the real frank answer. We expect it.
mean, I just don't want to get to the point where I've got, you know, three loans with different people, and I'm on the hook for $500,000. You know what I'm saying?
I understand. Well, I think
now,
what we need to do is go ahead.
For daily payment, how is that calculated?
Say that once more.
How is the? Do you guys just say what? How is the daily payment calculated? Do you just take whatever the total payback is divided by the number of payments that you deem in 10 months?
Correct.
And that's what it is?
Correct.
Okay. So when you figure this out, you say cost of funds are roughly $29,000.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then you add that to the 72.6 and divide mm-hmm. it by the, whatever, 210 payments.
Correct. Cost of funds for 10 months, obviously. If you, and I don't think
right.
dropping the cost... What I'm going to do is this. So I'm going to tackle three issues at once. Number one, I'm going to see if the program I discuss for having the number of deposits can be done. Give me about 2 to 3 hours. Probably more close to three, to be frank. At the same time, I'm going to see if, on the approval that you have now, if somehow we can at least drop the cost of funds a little, which would lower your payment, and therefore give you a little more breathing room. And then... I'll look for Jaws Banks. Jaws sending me. You'll send over Jaws that month-to-day bank statement. We'll see what we can put together. I think we'll have some answers for you on all different ideas by the end of business today.
All right. Here's the problem. I am leaving at 3:00. I'm not going to be available. 3:00 my time.
Do you get emails?
I can get an email. Yeah.
Okay. Do you get emails on your phone?
Can you have? Yeah. Can you just have Jaws or you email me whatever your final offer is?
Yeah, absolutely.
I can let that marinate overnight, and then we can talk in the morning.
That's perfect. And you can send that banked over to Ja?
Yep, I'm going to send that right now. I'm sorry, what was your name again, boy?
My name's Ruben.
Ruben.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say Ruben. Okay. Patch file. Okay. There you go. I just sent it to her.
Perfect. All right. I will look out for it. We work in different sides of the office, but I'll go speak to her and get a resolution for you by today, and you'll get an email. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay. Thanks, Ruben.
You got it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.